This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Rocky Hidalgo. Thank you, Brady. Welcome, coach. Well, Glenn Academy continued their march to the Georgia Dome with a stellar performance against the Allatoona Buccaneers and won by a score of 47-7. Coach, tell us about your assessment of how your team played this past Friday.
You know, as a whole, that's one of the best football games a team that I've coached has played. I mean, we really played well. What I'm probably most proud of is our kids really managed the emotions of that game. Before the game, there were things that were said toward them by some of the other kids on the other team that, they were very mature about it. I mean, I think it was a little chippy all night long. Our kids handled themselves very well. They played incredibly hard. It was a great effort on our part. I'm really proud of them.
And while I know you said it wasn't a revenge game and it didn't change the outcome of last year's, you know, state title game, it had to be a great feeling to, you know, beat Allatoona on your way to continue your playoff push this year.
Well, you know, and I mean this when I say this, it's not a revenge game, and I didn't see that. I was asked that if it was, that's why we scored some extra points, and that wasn't it at all. I mean, it was the third quarter, and we probably could have sat on the lead, but the other side, you just don't know what's going to happen in the game. So, you know, we've got to kind of play the game, and for us, it's exciting to kind of keep playing. That's the whole thing, and Coach Varner and Allatoona, they do a great job there, and they're a really good football program. To come out and play like we did in a big game was exciting.
Right. Now, I saw a lot of your former players on the sidelines from last season. Did you reach out to those kids and see who wanted to be there? Was it kind of a grassroots movement to kind of see things falling into place?
It was all my ground game. The kids are, they're off on Thanksgiving break, so they want to come back. And it's good. You know, I talked to a bunch of them after the game about, you know, I'm a big believer that you need to be a part of a program for 40 years and not four. And I spoke with those guys that, you know, 4 or 5 years from now when they go out and start earning money, to make sure they come back and support the kids and write checks. And that's important because, you know, it costs money to do what we do and help provide for those guys that come after you. And the other thing I told them is everything that happened Friday night, it was because of them. At the end of the day, those kids that – the Justin Larsons and Garrison Herbs and Frank Farrells and Chance Lewis's and Zach Lampers and Cordero. All those guys. Those guys help build what we have, and they're a part of that. And if we win a state championship, I mean, they'll be just as much part of that as the guys on the field and the coaches coaching with whistles around the neck.
Right. After seeing the Bucs move the ball, you know, well early on, only to have your defense rise up and force a missed field goal, and then to see your Terriers jump out with the long touchdown pass from DJ to Quandre Mosley, what was kind of the play call there? Was that something seen early on, or was it something you saw on the film leading into it?
Well, they run a lot of man coverage, very aggressive in their blitz scheme, but, you know, they were susceptible to double moves. We saw that was something that Coach Harp and our coaching staff had seen on tape, and we wanted to try to go at them early.
Mm-hmm. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You kind of alluded to it a little bit, but was Allatoona trying to out-physical your team early on? Seemed like some maybe an extra hit on DJ. Nothing blatant or anything, but just seemed like they were trying to establish some dominance early on.
Well, I think that's kind of who they want to be. I mean, they want to be more physical than the team that they're playing, and I don't begrudge them for that, but because so do we. You know, I'll tell you right now, nobody's going to be more physical than us. We're going to show up on Friday night, and if we're the most physical team, we're going to win. I think they tried to do those things, and that's just the style that they play. They're very aggressive on defense. You know, they're going to get downhill, they're going to run the ball, be physical. So, you know, I think it was just their kids playing hard, and you know, part of it when you're back there in the playoffs, you're going to get knocked around a little bit.
Right. Now, just before halftime, there's a great play call for a throwback from Randon Jernigan back to DJ Dallas. Kind of put a little bit of doubt in Altoona's mind about having a chance on the night. What was the decision on that play? Was that the same play from the Benedictine game in the opener as well?
It was, and you know, anytime you get a defense that's you know, is chasing so aggressive like that, especially one that blitzes and pursues the way that they do, we want to try to use something like that. You know, reverse if you feel like you can get the reverse on the backside if they're not up the field. But you know, it's one of those things. They do a great job of pursuit, so you want to try to use that against them a little bit to do things to slow them down.
Gotcha. Now, DJ had a couple of plays Friday night where he broke tackles, made people miss, then sped past other defenders. I mean, that's kind of what makes him such a special player, things opposing coaches can't really take into account.
Yeah, it's stuff we coach him to do. We coach him to, like, spin and jump over people and be really amazing and do things like that. It's, we have drills for that. It's all drills that we brought to Glenn Academy. It's all those folks out there. We'll make sure your kids can do the same thing too one day. They'll be able to do those things. Don't worry about it.
Just send all your athletes.
You know, I wish it was that easy. God. You know, so I'd say this: some kids are just touched by God. He's one of those guys. The guy's touched by God, and you know, some guys are going to be, you know, mathematicians and cure cancer and be great neurosurgeons and all those things. And some people can jump really high. God touched them and said, "You're going to be really fast." And write books. But, you know, DJ was gifted. He was given a lot of gifts in life. One of them was he's really good with the football in his hands. It's a gift.
Well, your defense had another strong showing Friday as well, giving up some, you know, like I said, some yards early on, but really clamped down when Altoona would threaten you, and the two field goals went awry. Talk about the play of your defense on Friday night.
I think we played really well. I mean, Tate Griffin especially played well. Our D-line and linebackers played their tails off. You know, but all the way around. You know, a lot of people freak out when people move the ball. I mean, it's really hard to get out there and just keep people from getting an inch. And so I don't worry about when people move the football, because yardage does not equate to scoring. There's a lot of I've won a lot of games where people had more yards than we did. But you know, really, defense is about, if you can have a dominant defense where they can't get an inch on you, and that really is about talent. Is you're just more talented than another team. We're not a team that's going to just show up and overwhelm people with talent. But I think our kids play incredibly hard. We have got a lot of really good players. They're coached very well. So what happens is over the course of a drive, we're just trying to get one play. We want to get one play. And we'll get that one play, you'll see our kids start raising their fingers and rubbing their fingers again, like the money sign. I mean, that's really about it. It's what we call a money down. It's time to get off the field. When we get people back in the third and long, those are money downs, and we've got to get a stop right there. And if you go back, you know, for as long as I've been coaching football on third and longs, when we give up third and longs, we usually give up points. But we don't give up a lot of third and longs. So, we're out trying to find one down to get a negative play, to get them in long yardage. Once that happens, we're going to pin our ears back and get off the field.
More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet-friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Ogle on location for Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, seemed like your secondary had a really strong game as well. They saw a fair amount of the play action rollouts from last year that we saw. But it seemed like they tackled very well and limited the run after the catch. Is that kind of your takeaway from play as well?
Yeah, you know, they did. And they did a nice job. They had a nice scheme to push the outside receiver up. They motioned the guy across and ran the out cut on him. That's a tough route to cover when you're coming across in man coverage. I think our kids did a nice job. A lot of times they caught the ball, but they didn't pick a first down. Right. So, you know, all in all, I was pretty pleased with that.
Right. Anyone else from the defensive side that had a stellar game for you?
No, that was it. No. I mean, I think if you go through, I think David Murray played really well over there. Preston Joseph. I think as a whole, I mean, it's hard to target. It's hard to target a one person on our defense. Really, just as a whole, I mean, it's a team effort. It really is. Our kids play their tail off. I'd say Tate Griffin because, you know, Tate was something. He was kind of been struggling with some things with his footwork and stuff. And, man, he really played great Friday night. He went back and did the things that he was supposed to do. He was kind of in a little rut there. And, man, he played just incredibly well. And that was huge for us because, in a game when you're playing this big offensive line, you need a guy like that, a big senior, to come in there and step up, and he did.
Mm-hmm. I know it's always mentioned about an offensive line working in cohesion with each other and working as a unit, but your defense seems to be following that same kind of pattern, working as one D-line playing off, the linebackers playing off the D-line, so forth.
Yeah, well, everything we do is you hear me talk about fit and finish on defense, and we tandem play at all positions, which means the linebackers are getting their read and they're finding the defensive line in front of them, and they're going to fit off the defensive line, and the secondary is going to fit off the linebackers. So if we want to play really fast because that allows the guys behind us to see where they've got to kind of fit on the ball. If we're slow and sluggish, it puts everybody in a bind. What we do is very unique. There's not a lot of teams that kind of run, play defense the way we play it and how we coach it. But I think sometimes it takes some time to get good at. But once we do, I think it's really tough. It's hard to we're always making each other right. That's what we're trying to do.
Right. And when you say fits, I noticed Alatuna, their whole D line would kind of shift, kind of jump. Is that to try to draw people to false start, or is it also getting into the right fits, like you're saying?
Well, what you want to do is so sometimes that's called a stem defensively. And so what you do is the offense calls a particular blocking scheme or sets the scheme based on how the defense is aligned. So before the snap, you can move those guys and try to screw that stuff up. And we've done some of that. I used to do a bunch of it. But we've kind of gotten out of it, really and truly. It's kind of six on one hand, half a dozen on the other. And there's some good things about it and bad things about it. If you're moving and somebody snaps the ball, it can be really bad. But our kids handle that well. We just kind of, they set the, we call the front, they reset it, and Bennett Delaney's our center, did a nice job of making our calls and got us in the right position to get a hat on a hat and get downfield.
Good job. You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, on special teams, there was a two-point conversion attempt out of a PAT. I wasn't able to see what happened there. Was that a design play, or did something go wrong on the snap, a hold, or what?
No, the snap was low. We had some issues. We had a low snap there, and then Randon was cramping, and so we had a backup snapper or backup holder come in, and we bobbled the ball, and that was probably as the night as a whole. That was probably the worst thing we did all night was our extra point field goal unit. The good news is we did it seven times. So anytime you do something like that seven times, I feel like we're going to win. So we went 5 of 7. So in baseball, we'd be an all-star.
That works. Then later on during the third quarter, there was a fake punt run, and it opened up huge for the first down conversion. Was that plan on film, or was that plan from something you said on the game?
Pure genius by the head coach to do things like that. It's always when it works, I'm a genius. When it doesn't work, I'm an idiot. But no, they were overloading our rush to our rugby side, and they hit three guys over there. And so we audible. We have about five or six fakes on our punt, and we can call them really at any time. And depending if you do something like that, we're going to overload the rugby side. We can run kick out the back door. So we've got about, like I said, we've got three runs and a couple of passes out of it. And the kids like doing it, and we probably don't do it enough. We probably should do more of it, really, Troy.
Well, up next for the Red Terriers will be the Northside Warner Robins Eagles of Coach Kevin Kinsler. The Eagles will enter the game at 10-2. Coach, what have we seen from the Eagles so far this season?
They're a really good football team. Their quarterback is a lot like DJ, which is kind of scary. He's a guy that beat us a couple of years ago. I mean, we struggled tackling him. They're big and strong on the offensive line, a lot like us in a lot of ways. They run a lot of option on offense, give people problems with it. A little more outside veer than we run. Defensively, they've got some big, thick kids who can run around man coverage. They're going to be a four-down team. It'll be interesting. You get this time of year in the playoffs, every team's good. I mean, the first round, even in the second round, you can get a cupcake in there. But when you get this time of year, I mean, you can go home on any Friday night. And you just got to go out there and play your best. Make sure you don't screw anything up. As crazy as it sounds, mismatches are not – that's not what's going to beat you this time of year. It's going to be mistakes. Mm-hmm. And, when we lost to them 2 years ago, we dropped a touchdown pass. We had an onside kick that we recovered that the officials said we kicked the ball twice. I'm not sure how we did that. And then we dropped nine passes. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it wasn't a very good night for us, but if we catch six or seven of those passes, that touchdown pass, get that onside kick, I mean, we're right in that game and have a chance to win it. So with all that being said, we've got to show up and play well. If we show up and play well, we'll have an opportunity to win the game.
Right. So Tobias, their quarterback is Tobias Oliver, number 12. He was there last or 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was a sophomore.
Wow. Yep.
He's a really good player, and they had some Coca-Cola vending machines that they were using to block people too, which was illegal. They were the biggest team. It was like a team full of Sasquatches up there with a Yeti running the ball. The running back was about 250 pounds. There were some big, ugly people. So they're not that big this year. They're still big, but they're not that big. So it is what it is. We'll do okay.
Right. Schematically, are they similar to is it the same coaching staff from 2 years ago and everything?
Yeah, it's the same coaching staff, very similar. I mean, they're going to go up, they're going to play man coverage. They're not going to give you any easy throws. And they're defensively, they're going to be in there, going to try to take away the run. They're going to put seven in there against the run. They've got a big, big physical defensive line that's got a lot of takeoff. Mm-hmm. Offensively, they got a big offensive line. They're going to get downhill. They're going to run the football and try to make some throws down the field. So it'll be a very similar game to what we played a couple of years ago. I think we have a much better football team than we played. Just going through there, I'd say we're a better team in all phases now than we were back then. We're a stronger team. So I feel good about our chances. I like our kids. We'll figure something out.
Sounds good. We will be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court,
Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers!
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy? Or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, defensively, Northside, when I was looking at stats and everything, they've got basically three guys with double-digit tackles for loss on the season. Number 32, Cam Burnett, 52, Greg Coger, and defensive back Armand Childs. What kind of scheme are they running on defense that, you know, is kind of being so disruptive to opposing offenses?
Well, you know, those guys are all really good players, and that's, you know, but they're like a 4-2-5. They play a lot of man free in the secondary, and again, it'll be, we're playing a team that plays a lot of man, and we're going to come and play options, so we'll see how they try to defend us. But, you know, their front four is really, they're nasty up there. 32 is... He's a heck of a player. He gets his eyes on the ball carrier bunch. So we're going to have to find him and locate him. They've got good players, but we have good players too. And they're going to get us sometimes. And, you know, when you play a team like this, it's sort of like Alatoona in a lot of ways. They you know, they're going to get some negative plays, but if we can kind of crease that front line, we got a chance for a big play. I think we put together a good scheme on offense and the kids will be ready to go Friday night.
Right. How has their kicking and special teams looked so far?
Very good. They kick the ball. They've got a kicker kick it, you know, 5 yards,
okay,
6 yards deep in the end zone. And they're very good on special teams, cover very well. They like to come in and rush a lot of punts, and they do a good job in the return game. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us there. And, you know, we've got to kind of balance them out on special teams and make sure that – whoever's putting the ball on the ground is a guy going to be in white on Friday night, not wearing red.
Right. With the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, how is the practice schedule going to set up for this week?
We'll go in the mornings. We'll probably bring the kids in about 9 o'clock and go from 9 to about noon, get them out of there at noon and send them home. On Thursday morning, we'll come in early, about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and do our walkthrough till about 9 and send everybody home to have their Thanksgiving dinner.
Gotcha. Is this going to be the toughest test of the season so far, right? But athletically and, you know, just...
They're a really good team. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are. They're a very good team, and you know, it'll be a tough game. But look, man, it's the final eight.
Right.
Like I said, there are no cupcakes. Everybody's good. Everybody can beat you. And, you know, we got to go out and play well. When you get to this point in the year, it is what it is. You just got to try to play mistake-free football. The kids are going to show up and play their tails off. Mm-hmm. It's who can put together the best game plan in 3 days and not make mistakes. So that's what we're shooting for, something simple that our kids can play fast with.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully this will be the payoff now from Friday night and going forward of playing such a difficult non-conference schedule, or region schedule, I guess you could say. Does that play anything into it?
It does. And, the playoffs are all about – it's two things. It's about who wants to keep playing. Because it's a very long season. So there are teams that just go, man, I'm sick of practicing. And I don't want to do this anymore. And you just don't get a great effort out of them. Because it's a long season. And that's the first thing. And the other thing is getting to the game healthy. Mm-hmm. And because it is a long season and kids get fatigued and they get battle weary. And so you've got to keep your kids engaged. One of the things that we do is we shorten practices. We want to keep things light out there because we want our kids, we don't want Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to be a drag on the kids. If it is, they're not going to play great on Friday. And I think our kids look forward to practice. They look forward to the time they spend with their coaches. Because we're doing more than just going out there and coaching football. We're spending time with them, investing with them. I think they see that. They know our coaches genuinely care for them. So I think that's one of the reasons why we played 8 playoff games the last 2 years, or 10. I guess this will be 11 in 3 years. It's because our kids want to keep playing because of the culture we built with our kids and because we've invested in them. It's important to them.
Right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, leading up to the Allatoona game, you saw, or I saw anyway, you don't read the newspaper, but I saw several predictions, people going with Allatoona last week, and then after the game, DJ Dallas was identified as someone named Tyshawn Wallace. I don't know who that is. Do you feel like Glenn Academy's kind of getting a little bit overlooked maybe by the state media, Atlanta area media?
More high quality reporting by the AJC, is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
They didn't know who DJ Dallas was. That was. I heard that. I thought that was interesting. Look, we're way down here at the bottom. It doesn't matter. It's not like the college football where the top, Final Four are going to play in or the Top Four is going to play in. It doesn't really matter. You just got to get in. You got to get your name in the lottery. And then then you make your own path. It's all about you. And so, I mean, that really doesn't matter to me. Our kids, at the end, I want to be number one at the end, not at the beginning.
Right.
And, so it is what it is.
Well, it's definitely going to be advantageous to be playing right here between the bricks Friday night, as Northside will be – they're used to playing in front of hostile environments and given their region and their typical schedule. What can the Red Terror fans do Friday to really help the team out?
Like Clorox bleach and water guns and spray them in the eyes when they come in and get off the bus, just hose them down. That's a joke. I'll probably get the PSC will probably call me tomorrow about that. I think it's just we got to have folks show up and cheer. I mean, it was a great crowd.
Yeah, it was.
On Friday night, I mean, the home side was packed, probably close to 6,000 people. We need to be swinging from the rafters because they're going to bring some folks.
Yeah.
They're going to be over there in blue, and they always talk about big blue and all that stuff. Well, that's fine and dandy, but we need to show up and make some noise and cheer on our kids. We've got a really good football team. We've got a great chance to win this game. It's going to be a great high school football game. Tickets are, $10. I mean, you can't get $10 worth of entertainment or more for $10 than you're going to get Friday night. I mean, it's going to be – you're going to see some great football players, two great football teams get after it and bring the kids out and wear some red.
How much fun is this to you as a coach this time of year, going up against the best of the best with only 8 teams? Is this kind of something that you kind of get amped up a little bit more being in the playoffs or anything?
Because it is. And I like to compete. I'll be honest with you. I like to compete against good teams and good coaches. I like to compete against the best coaches. And so it's an opportunity to do those things and to show that, I mean, just like a player who wants to go out and cover the Georgia commit or the Alabama commit. I mean, I'm the same way. I want to coach against the guys who are thought to be the best coaches in the business and show them I can coach with. I want my team. I think that's one of our things. I don't get tight about big games. I live for big games. I want to play when something's on the line, and you're not always going to win those, And it's okay. I say that because it really is. I mean, you can't only one team wins a championship, and so if you go into a game fearing the fact that you're going to lose, you're not going to play loose. And I don't want my kids holding anything back because they're worried about losing. I spend zero time thinking about losing a game. I leave that for the other team and their coaches. They, they can put all the effort they have into losing. We focus on winning games, and from my perspective, that's all we talk about. That's all I talk to the kids about, and you know, we go out there, we're going to coach to win, and so that's, you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy that, you know, the competition to go out there, and I mean, when we run out on the field, the place goes crazy. I mean, that's what I live for.
Yeah, it's quite the entrance we have now with the red smoke and the fireworks.
Pyro Mike, I think that was the sword of Damocles he shot off Friday night, or it may have been you know, the Viking warship. It's one of those boxes of fireworks that you can get. But whatever it is, it was exciting.
Yeah, it was great. Will everybody head out Friday night, 7:30, as Glenn Academy will take on Northside Warner Robins. Final eight, Elite Eight. Everybody head out and expect a win. Appreciate everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hogarth signing off.